Trusting inspiration consistently proves more effective for me than planning everything. I used to plan everything out in my life, and I hope this video is useful for you the next time you have a choice that conflicts with whatever you've planned. I find that if I trust inspiration to do what seems most useful right this moment, that's much more important than whatever I planned before. It's amazing to me to see how attached I become to my plans, so that even when something obviously better to do in the moment suddenly becomes not so desirable because it conflicts with my plan. I used to manage Facebook ads for hundreds of clients, and it drove me crazy to see that they consistently seemed to care more about how I did their ads than the actual results they got. They would tell me what they wanted, such as more page likes or more sales, and I would relentlessly focus on the objective. And yet, the inspiration I used to try and make their ads often conflicted with their plans of what they thought should happen. And they would get really upset even when the results were good. Now, it's not about them. It's about me. That bothered me because I did the same thing all the time in my life. I was more interested in how I did things and things going according to plan than whatever the purpose of the plan was to start with. For example, my wife and I are going to Disney today, and usually when I would plan something like a trip to Disney, I would very easily get upset if we arrived 10 minutes after when I thought we should have. And I would forget the whole point of going there was to have fun and to experience Disney and to spend some time with my wife. I would blow essentially the whole point of going because things didn't go according to my plan. I see this all the time, and while it doesn't seem like you might think that's the worst problem in the world, having irritations like that all the time with all the people you love ends up costing a whole lot in the grand scheme of things. If you were to be at the end of your life and go back and look, you would probably say, "I wish I'd spent more time with my friends and family." I know my mom says about not having dad around anymore because he passed on, that she wishes she hasn't been so irritable and mean with him so many times, that she hadn't wasted so many days with him being upset at him. These are things that would come up on a deathbed as some of the most important things you wish you could have changed in your life. And here it is. Here's an exact way to change it. To focus on the why you're doing whatever you're doing, and to trust that inspiration in the moment over whatever planning happened before. If you want more of a rational reason for this, it's that the attachment to the plan comes from the idea that in one moment, you understood what was going to happen in the future so perfectly that you could plan out everything for it. It's difficult then to realize that you're wrong in your planning. For me, I know admitting I was wrong was really difficult before in my life. I would go to great lengths to not admit I was wrong, and that came through in every plan I made nearly every day of my life because I tried to plan out my day all the time, and I didn't realize it hurt so much to be wrong that whatever I thought in the morning was so important that my whole day was based on whatever my plan was for the morning or the plan from the day before, and that everyone in my life would catch irritation and aggravation from me if things didn't go according to plan. I'm grateful today to know that whatever is here in the moment to do is much more important than whatever I thought about earlier in the planning. So today we have fast passes at Disney at 4-something for one ride and towards 5-something for the Winnie the Pooh ride. And the beautiful thing is I have very few plans as to exactly how that's going to happen. I know each moment I'm going to try and put forth the best effort. I'm not going to assume we're going to get there at a certain time. And if we miss out on something we planned, that's okay because the purpose of the trip remains the same regardless of any of the circumstances. We're going there to spend time together with my wife and her family and my daughter, our daughter. We're going there to have fun. We're going there to enjoy being alive. You might not think little irritations are a big deal, and yet, when your day's full of little irritations, you're missing out on the best part of being alive and sharing the love and bond and the collective feeling of being together. The things that get brought up on the deathbed are things you can do about today. You can do something today. You can make a little difference. For example, in making this video, I wasn't even sure if I was going to make it. I wasn't sure what I was going to be on. I don't use any script. All I do is I stand up at the computer, and if I have something that comes to me to talk about out of nowhere, then I go with it. If I don't, then I don't. If I need additional inspiration, often I'll look at what people have said on previous videos. I'll remember things I learned from other people. Almost everything I share here with you is something I learned from someone else at some point who did it the hard way. They went through and made these mistakes over and over again until they got to their deathbed and regretted this. I can do the same thing. In fact, I've spent most of my life living that way, to build up a ton of deathbed regrets. I have the choice to either live like that or to learn from the people before me, to take the hard lessons other people learned, apply them to my life, and then live that way. I'm very thankful to have a peaceful way of living today, where the main thing I do is remember why I'm here and be grateful that I am here. I'm here to be useful. I'm here to enjoy the love and joy in this life, in this existence. That's why I'm here. I'm not here to make things go according to plan. I'm not here to prove that I'm God. I'm not here to prove I'm better than anyone or worse than anyone. I'm here to be useful and of service. And that means be useful and of service in this moment. It means that I very often do not know what I'm supposed to do in the future. People consistently say, how do you make these videos without any script? How do you talk to anyone in a conversation? Life flows just like a conversation. And if you realize that you can't figure out every single thing a person is going to say, and you really listen to them, you can have more amazing conversations than you ever had in your whole life. If you realize you can't plan out every detail of your day successfully, if you do less planning, you'll find things actually go much better. I've done very minimal planning today for this Disney trip. I used to plan out every detail of what time we were going to leave, where we were going to eat, what rides we were going to go on, what we were going to have for dessert, or roughly when we'd leave. I'd even tell people, look, I'll call you at 9 o'clock after we're leaving Disney, which then I consistently would have to go back on, and then I'd get all frustrated. It's a miracle today to not keep having to do the same thing I did before. They say, or there's a saying, that the best predictor of current or future behavior is past behavior. What I'm sharing with you is a way to break the cycle of doing the same thing over and over and over again by just trusting your inspiration right now, looking around and seeing what the best thing in front of you is to do and then going for it. I pray today to remember that why I'm doing things is much more important than whatever plan I had for doing them. I pray today to trust the inspiration of the moment that I'm in right now, and to be free then of the irritations and aggravations with not having things go how I planned. I pray that you have the same chance today. That whatever traffic jam life throws at your plans today, or whatever comes up and disrupts what you thought was going to go on, that you can go through that gracefully and accept that for everything that goes wrong, there's a new opportunity that also has come up. Thank you very much for watching this. I love your feedback on it. Your comments encourage me as to what videos I should make in the future. I hope you have a great day today.